50 Shades of Grey by E.L. James.
Here we go!
The number one New York Times bestseller. Chapter 1. I scowl with frustration at myself in the mirror. Damn my hair. It just won't behave. And damn Catherine Kavanaugh for being ill and subjecting me to this ordeal. I should be studying for my final exams, which are next week. This old gal's in college and she gets hooked up with some dude who's like 50?
All right. Well, we can commentary
next week.
Can you hear us, George, or no?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
I didn't know she's in college.
Hey, you read. I love the commentary, but read.
I'm trying to brush my hair into submission. I must not sleep with it wet. I must not sleep with it wet. Reciting this mantra several times, I attempt once more to bring it under control with the brush.
Okay, that's Georgie.
I roll my eyes and
he's reading 50 Shades of Grey. And we're going to check in with him often, Norm, in this segment. He's reading 50 Shades of Grey. He is paying off his bet on being in last place with Picks with Friends. All right, Norm.
As Kavanaugh, he extends the long fingered hand to me once I'm upright. I'm Christian Grey. Are you all right? Would you like to sit? So young and attractive, very attractive. He's tall, dressed in a fine gray suit, white shirt, and black tie with unruly dark copper-colored hair and intense bright gray eyes that regard me shrewdly. It takes a moment for me to find my voice. Page 8. Actually, I mutter, if this guy is over 30, then I'm a monkey's uncle. In a daze, I place my hand in his and we shake. Our fingers touch. I feel an odd exhilarating shiver run through me. I withdraw my hand hastily, embarrassed. Must be static. I blink rapidly, my eyelids matching my heart rate. Miss Kavanaugh is indisposed, so she sent me. I hope you don't mind, Mr. Grey. And you are?
I could just do it.
Trailing his long index fingers across his lips.
Nope.
I think he's trying to suppress a smile. Sorry, I stutter. I'm not used to this. Take all the time you need, Miss Steele, he says. Do you mind if I record your answers? There's enough material now. I glance at the next question. You were adopted? How much do you think that shaped the way you are? Or, this is personal. I stare at him, hoping he's not offended. His brow furrows. I have no way of knowing. My interest is piqued. How old were you when you were adopted? That's a matter of public record, Miss Steele. His tone is stern. Crap, yes, of course. If I'd known I was doing this interview, I would have done some research. Flustered, I move on quickly. You've had to sacrifice family life for your work. That's not the question. He's terse. Sorry. I squirm. He's made me feel like I'm an errant child. I try again. Have you had to sacrifice family life for your work? I have a family. I have a brother and a sister and two loving parents. I'm not interested in extending my family beyond that. Are you gay, Mr. Grey? He inhales sharply, and I cringe, mortified. Crap. Why didn't I employ some of that filter before I'd read this straight out? How can I tell him I'm just reading the questions? Damn Kate and her curiosity. No, Anastasia, I'm not. She appears lost. He turns his head slowly to face her and raises his eyebrows.
Okay.
She flushes bright pink. Oh, good. It's not just me. Very well, Mr. Grey. Then exits. He frowns. Turns his attention back to me. Where were we, Miss Steele?
Okay.
What's he going to do with this? He places his elbows on the arms of the chair and steeples his fingers in front of his mouth, commanding and at ease with himself. But on the flip side, he's arrogant. And for all his impeccable manners, he's autocratic and cold. Well, on the surface, an involuntary shiver runs down my spine. He may be arrogant, but he has a right to be. He's accomplished so much at a young age. He doesn't suffer fools gladly. Secret smile. Is there anything else? I'd like some masking tape. Masking tape. Are you redecorating? The words are out before I can stop them. Surely he hires laborers or a staff to help him redecorate. No, I'm not redecorating, he says quietly, then smirks. And I have the uncanny feeling that he's laughing at me. Am I that funny, funny looking? This way, I murmur, embarrassed. Masking tape is in the decorating aisle. I glance behind me.
It's quite a soothing voice, right, Travis?
It's great. Yeah. It's so steady. You know, it's not like he's rushing through it to try and just get done with it. It's very steady.
Nice. He'll be doing that for 8 straight hours today.
He is done. He's done at 6 p.m.
His voice is low as he gazes at me, concentrating hard. I blush brightly. Why the hell have we had this? Does he have this effect on me? I feel like I'm 14 years old. As always, out of place.
You can say hi to him, Travis.
Yes, you can say hi.
Say hi to the reader.
Hi, Travis.
Can you hear you? Oh, hi. What a great soothing voice. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. You know, I got to recommend this book. I just can't put it down. It's almost like I feel like I want to read it for 7.5 hours or something.
Well, I hope that this gets published somewhere so that I can listen to you as an audiobook.
Yeah, books on tape.
That would be fantastic.
That would be an honor if Travis Frederick listened to my book on tape, even though it is 50 Shades of Gray. It's a little weird.
All right, get back to it, George, please.
Okay.
Yeah, keep going.
I'll take that one, Gray says softly, pointing to the wider tape, which I pass to him. Our fingers brush
Wade Phillips, briefly.
It's in there again, zapping through me like I'd touch an exposed wire. I gasped involuntarily. Felt it all the way down somewhere dark.
So great.
When I glanced up at Christian Gray, he's watching us like a hawk. His eyes hooded and speculative. His mouth a hard, impassive line. He's changed from the weirdly attentive customer to someone else, someone cold and distant. Paul, I'm with a customer. Someone you should meet, I say, trying to diffuse the antagonism I see in Gray's expression. I drag Paul over to meet him, and they size each other up. The atmosphere is suddenly arctic. Paul? This is Christian Gray. Mr. Gray, this is Paul. Paul Clayton. His brother owns the place. And for some irrational reason, I...
Pull it up. What do we have?
No. Perhaps he has someone. Do you have a girlfriend, I blurt out? Holy crap, I just said that out loud.
This is the payoff, of course. Can Jub hear?
His lips... Yeah, I can hear you.
Him? Oh, hi. Yeah.
Hey.
George. Jub Dunham. Take a break. Take a bow.
Man, but it's so good, I don't even want to turn away. This is just amazing writing.
It's a payoff for our picks with friends. The losing...
Yeah.
The bet payoff is you have to read 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah, we're not up that high yet.
Throughout the entire day... I was contemplating last night, do we let him vote on the Homer Call Super Bowl? That would kind of give him a half hour off.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that's too much?
Well, I'll see where I'm in the book. You know, I may be so into it that I don't want to get away, but, you know, I'll try to give you a couple minutes if I could.
Or is that tainting the Super Bowl integrity?
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, so... anyway, I've heard you this morning. I heard Julie just do the whole ticker by just potting you up. It's great stuff.
Is it great stuff?
And it's titillating and exciting. Yes, I've had to, you know, get the whole
seem impossible
ice bucket challenge and just calm me down a little bit earlier.
Really?
Have you got to anything really dirty yet?
Not yet. They're just kind of dancing all around it right now. You know, does he like me? Does she like me? That, you know, well, I guess he. Just
can
figures
Jub on Zoom?
Can
we
put
Minos' phone in there to take, just watch Jub?
Nobody
could.
No.
I'll set it up.
You can't do that.
All right. All right, but, man. Well, we wanted to check in. And
I'm wondering if this is worse than the dude that was on the Hardline last night that had to eat 75 hot dogs in a week. Which one do you think is worse?
Fantasy football.
I think that is worse.
I think that is. That would cause you more physical pain.
Yeah.
Like, I think you would have a week to recover bottom stomach-wise from 75 hot dogs in a week.
Well, let's check in with George at 5:30
and
tell
we'll
then
see.
He can decide.
Yeah. Because I like hot dogs.
I like hot dogs.
Me too.
I just don't know if I could eat 75 in a week.
All right. Well, we're going to keep checking in with you, but we've got to go now, okay?
It's very quiet. The light is muted. I'm very comfortable and warm in this bed. I open my eyes, and for a moment I'm tranquil and serene. Enjoying the strange, unfamiliar surroundings, I have no idea where I am. The headboard behind me is in the shape of a massive sun. It's oddly familiar. The room is large and airy and plushly furnished in browns and golds and beiges. I've seen it before, but where? My befuddled brain struggles through its recent visual memories. Holy crap, I'm in the Heathman Hotel in a suite. I've stood in the room similar to this with Kate.
All right, here we are.
Oh, crap. I'm in Christian Gray's suite. How did I get here? Fractured memories of the previous night come slowly back to haunt me. The drinking.
Now, are we letting Jubb have the time off to just sit back and listen to some homers and have fun?
I'm sorry. Someone's saying something in my ear. I was really into this book.
Hi, George Dunham. This is Dan McDowell. Do you read
me? Yeah, Dan. Yeah, Yeah, I got you. Yeah, hey, I was just sitting here reading.
Right,
what you got
out here, Mino? Because I got to get, we got to transition.
Yeah, and he's pinning me against the wall with his hips. Holy ish! The other hand grabs my hair and yanks me down, bringing my face up, and his lips are mine. It's not just painful. I moan into his mouth, giving his tongue an opening. He takes full advantage. His tongue expertly exploring my mouth. I have never been kissed like this before. My tongue tentatively strokes, and he joins in a slow, erotic dance that's all about touch and sensation.
All right. Check back in with Michael
all bump
Irvin.
And grind. He brings his hand up to grasp my chin.
Friends bit here in a minute.
Hiking with Elliot. His thumb stokes my knuckles back and forth, and my heart skips a beat as my breathing accelerates. How does he do this to me? He's only touching a very small area of my body, and the hormones are flying. The drive to the heliport is short, and before I know it, we arrive. I wonder where the fabled helicopter might be. Ready, he asks. I nod and want to say for anything, but I can't articulate the words. I'm too nervous. Shall require exercise. The dominant shall provide the submissive with a personal trainer 4 times a week in an hour-long session at times to be mutually agreed between the personal trainer and the submissive. The personal trainer will report to the dominant on the submissive's progress. Personal hygiene and beauty. The submissive will keep herself clean and shaved and or waxed at all times. The submissive will visit a beauty salon of the dominant's choosing at the times to be decided by the dominant and undergo whatever treatments the dominant sees fit. Personal safety. The submissive will not drink to excess, smoke, take recreational drugs, or put herself in an unnecessary danger. Personal qualities. The submissive will not enter into any sexual relations with anyone other than the dominant. The submissive will conduct herself in a respectful and modest manner at all times.
All right, next.
She must recognize that her behavior is a... I'm not sure about accepting money for clothes. It feels wrong. I shift uncomfortably. I want to lavish money on you. Let me buy you some clothes. I may need you to accompany me to functions, and I want you to be dressed well. I'm sure your salary, when you do get a job...
I will check.
Wow, I had no idea what my body was capable of. Could be wound so tightly and released so vitally, so gratifyingly. The pleasure was indescribable. Your butt in your lip. You haven't answered me, he says, frowning. I grin up at him, impishly. He looks glorious, with his tousled hair, burning narrow gray eyes, and serious dark expression. I'd like to do that again, I whisper. For a moment, I think I see a fleeting look of relief in his face. Before the shutters come down, and he's gazing back at me with his hooded eyes.
All right, Jubb, hold on.
Oh.
Do you read me?
Oh, yeah, I got
it.
Feel it, baby.
Jake Kemp.
Kristen whispers in my ear. Feel it for me. My legs are pinned by his side of the bath, holding me prisoner, giving me his easy access to the most private part of myself.
Oh,
please, I whisper. Try to stiffen my legs as my body goes rigid. I think you're clean enough now, he murmurs and stops.
Clean?
Wait, no, no. My body is ragged. Why are you stopping? Because I have other plans for you, Anastasia. Wait, oh my, but I was... That's not fair. Turn around.
Okay.
I need washing, too.
Washing? Yuck.
I want you to become well acquainted on a first-name basis with my favorite and most cherished part of my body. I'm very attached to this. It was big and growing. And above the waterline. Humored horror. S.
Oh.
It's my mother.
Oh.
He pulls of me. Suddenly, I wince. He sits up on the bed and throws the used into a wastebasket.
Condom?
Come on, we need to get dressed. That's if you want to meet my mother, he grins, leaps off the bed and pulls on his jeans, no underwear. I struggle to sit up as I'm still tethered. Christian, I can't move.
All right.
He grins, well-being. The dominant and the submissive agree and acknowledge that all that occurs under the terms of this contract will be consensual, confidential, and subject to agreed limits and safety procedures set out in this contract.
Contract?
The dominant and the submissive each warrant
like a
that
sex
they
contract?
Suffer from no sexual
Man,
serious infections
infection?
Or life-threatening
That's no fun,
illness.
Right? That's working with a net.
Including like, but not limited to HIV.
You have a contract.
If you're dating me, you're getting an infection.
He's talking about STDs.
If during the terms as defined below or any extended term of this contract, either party should be diagnosed with or become aware of such illness, he or she undertakes to inform the other immediately and in any event prior to any form of physical contact between the parties. Adherence to the above warrants, agreements, and undertakings and any additional limits, safety procedures agreed under Clause 3 are fundamental to this contract. Any breach shall render it void with immediate effect, and each party agrees to fully responsible to be the consequence of any breach. The dominant shall take responsibility for the well-being and proper training, guidance, and discipline.
Do you guys want to keep the Zoom feed? I can keep that rolling for you.
Every time we tune into Jub,
it's... Acts involving needles, knives, cutting, piercing, or blood. No acts involving gynecological medical instruments. No acts involving children or animals. No acts that will leave any permanent marks on the skin. No acts involving breath control. No activity that involves
Breath.
The direct contact of electric current, fire, or flames to the body.
Jeez.
To be discussed and agreed between both parties, Appendix 3.
We're still reading contracts?
Couldn't she just have, like, clicked agree and,
right,
and just
like
skipped all
through?
Of this? She's
yeah.
literally reading
Does
all
the
fine
submissive
print.
Submissive consent to masturbation? Of course. Oh, man. And semen.
What?
Does the submissive
what was
consent
that?
To the use?
Then you beat the wrong word.
Like, what? I'm sorry, sir.
Does the submissive consent to bondage with rope, bondage with leather cuffs, bondage with handcuffs, shackles?
Agree! I click agree.
You know
bondage
what?
With tape, bondage. Currently, it's for my benefit to explore my sensuality, my limits, safety. Oh, please, I scoff angrily. Serve and obey in all things, I shake my head in disbelief. Actually, don't marriage vows use those words, obey? This throws me. Do couples still say that? Only 3 months. Is that why there have been so many? He referred to different women a few pages back.
Thank you for the notes.
Perhaps when I have my period, that sounds practical. He's my master. I'm
think about that.
To be dealt with as he pleases. Hold a fresh morning approach to the problem. I put the offending documents in my backpack. Tomorrow... is another day.
You need a freaking suitcase for that thing.
Clambering in bed, I switch off the light and lie staring up at the ceiling. Oh, I wish I'd never met him. My inner goddess shakes her head at me. She and I know it's a lie. I've never felt as alive as I do now. I close my eyes and I drift into a heavy sleep with occasional dreams of four-poster beds and shackles and intense gray eyes. Changes, becoming shallow, rushed, full of expectation. His fingers are at my zipper.
It's unbelievable.
Achingly slow. Once more, he eases it down with... his lips...
So, Mark...
And I'm panting like him, but confused. I thought I was going to be in charge.
Oh, it's Wade.
My inner goddess looks like someone snatched her ice cream. Your innocence and enthusiasm is very disarming, he gasped. You on top, that's what we need to do.
Do you think this would be a suitable Valentine's gift for your lady?
Here, put this on.
George reading this
it's
book.
It's a colander.
It's a foil packet.
What?
Holy crap. How?
That's red cash.
I ripped the packet open, and the rubbery is all tacky in my fingers. Pinched top and rolled it down.
God.
So what is he doing right now? Explain this. I just tuned in and I just landed here at DFW and I don't
heard about this radio station.
Yeah.
So what's going on here?
Well, that's Wade Phillips and he is reading 50 Shades of Grey because the guy who's playing Wade Phillips lost a bet to me and you. And
I admire my handiwork and him. He really is a fine specimen of a man. Looking at him is very, very arousing. Now I want to be buried... Uh-huh. He murmurs. I stare down at him, daunted, and he sits up suddenly. So we're nose to nose, like yes. He breathes. He snakes one hand around my hips, lifting me. With the other, he positions himself beneath me and very slowly eases me on to him.
How can anybody have this much sex?
It's a 400-page book.
God, it's all they do, and you got contracts and all that.
all of me, he groans.
And so George is paying off.
Baby. Yeah, he's
George
paying
is paying off a bet. Picks with friends this season. Last place had to perform a payoff, and evidently, it's George reading an audiobook.
You move, Anastasia, up and down, how you want. Take my hands, he breathes.
Of 50 Shades
of
Grey.
His voice hoarse and low and oh so sexy.
Which I'm
I
only
clasp
now.
His hands holding on for life. Gently, I pushed off him. His eyes are burning with wild anticipation. His breathing is ragged, matching mine as he lifts his pelvis.
Okay.
That lady had to laugh her ass off when she was writing this stuff.
We lie there, panting together, waiting for our breathing to slow. He gently strokes my hair. I'm on his chest again, baby. That wasn't so bad. I'm more stalked than I thought. My inner goddess, well, she's at least quiet. Christian muzzles my hair again, inhaling deeply. Well done, baby, he whispers. Quiet joy in his voice. His words curl around me like a soft, fluffy towel from the Heathman Hotel, baby. I'm so pleased that he's happy. He picks up the strap on my camisole and says, is this what you sleep in, baby? He asks gently. Yes, I breathe sleepily. And then you should be in silks and satins. You're a beautiful girl. I'll take you shopping. I like my sweats, baby. I murmur, trying and failing to sound intimidated. He kisses my head. We'll see, baby.
God.
We lie there for a few more minutes.
Remind me to never subscribe to a book on tape read by Dick Vitale.
Yeah, man. I think about his question. My backside is sore. Well, gone now. Amazingly, I feel apart from exhausted and radiant. The realization is humbling, unexpected. I don't understand it, baby. He rises. He says, hey, where's your bathroom? And I say, hey, down the hall to the left. roll my eyes in full knowledge that he cannot see me, but I do as I am told. Gingerly, he moves over and puts his arms around me, pulling me to his chest. Sleep, baby, he whispers, and I feel his nose in my hair as he inhales deeply. Holy cow, Christian Grey is sleeping with me, and in the comfort solace of his arms, I drift into a peaceful sleep. Chapter 17. The candle flame is too hot. It flickers and dances.
I have a question.
In the overwarm breeze, a breeze that
the guy's name in the book is Gray.
Yeah, Christian Gray.
Why don't look,
bro?
Soft wings.
I don't know much about this book.
I don't either.
I didn't know why we called it.
You're learning the hard way, aren't you?
It does seem like Marv Albert is helping me understand.
There are many layers to Christian Gray. 50 shades, if you will.
Precisely 50.
I am flying too close to the sun, dazzled by the light, fried and melting from the
heat. Kind of had a Rush Limbaugh vibe to it.
Hey, folks,
and a guy sports.
If they don't, if this is the kind of smut that they put out. And if, hey, this is what they want. This is what Biden wants. He wants you to read this stuff every day. And, hey, Snurdly's laughing at me right now. But
listen,
this is what they want. Anyway, yeah, open phones. We're going to get to your calls. Christian Gray, are you kidding me? Christian Gray. Hey, folks, that's what's wrong with this country right
it
now.
Is.
We have these people.
Rush.
Dropping back and forth between my voice and Marv Albert.
You are insane. He is
he's
absolutely
fast asleep with his head on his chest and his arm over me, holding me close. One of his legs thrown over and hooked around both of mine. He is suffocating me with his body heat, and he's heavy. And take a moment to absorb.
All right,
that
thank you very much, George.
Such a genius.
Boy.
He whispers in my ear, "You're as eager as ever, Miss Steele, and just to let you in on a little secret, so am I. But Dr. Green is due here shortly." He sits up. "I wish you'd eat," he scolds me mildly. "My heated blood cells. Holy cow, the doctor I'd forgotten. What can you tell me about Dr. Green?" I asked to distract us both. "She's the best OBGYN in Seattle. What more can I say?" He shrugs. "I thought I was seeing your doctor. Don't tell me you're a real woman, but I won't believe you." He gives me a don't be ridiculous look.
I feel like I'm following along now a little bit to what's happening.
"I think it's more appropriate that you see a specialist, don't you?" she says mildly. "I nod." "Holy Moses! If she's the best OBGYN, he scheduled her to see me on Sunday at lunchtime. I can't begin to imagine how much that cost." Christian frowns suddenly, as if recalling something unpleasant.
Howard, if I may.
Yes.
Is she pregnant? Is that what we're to
now
deduce?
She has to undergo a medical examination to see if they can continue with extracurricular activities, which I have to tell you are disgusting.
We apologize, Howard.
I've never seen language like this in a book.
Howard.
This is what you call literature?
It's unbecoming.
It's not what we call literature.
It's blasphemous. That's what it is.
It is blasphemous. We're sorry.
I'm on page 315. I've been reading a lot.
You are.
You're
a good reader. You're a very good reader.
Thank you very much. That's a very truculent observation on your part.
Truculent. I don't know if that fits. All right, Howard.
No, either. Okay.
We'll come back to you in a second.
All right.
Now, you can listen to Danny's new song.
Oh, is it time for the pig pen?
Yes, it is.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
Okay.
Gosh, if only Ali were here.
All right, Danny.
I used to cover Muhammad Ali.
Oh!
Abruptly, he moves, doing several things at once. Withdrawing his fingers, leaving me wanting, unzipping his fly and pushing me down on the couch so he's lying top of me. "Hands on your head," he commands through gritted teeth as he kneels, forcing my legs.
Oh!
All right.
Hey, George.
And reaches inside of his pocket of his jacket.
For what?
George. One of those foiled packets again.
He's got so many rubbers. I've never met a guy with so many rubbers.
George.
All right. That's
leaning down, he kisses my cheek, taking me by surprise. "Christian, this is my mother, Carla." My ingrained manners take over. He turns to greet my mom. "Mrs. Adams, I'm delighted to meet you." How does he know her name? He gives her the heart-stopping Christian Gray patented full-blown no-prisoner smile. She doesn't have a hope. My mother's lower jaw practically hits the table. Jeez, Mom, get a grip. He takes her hand and they shake. My mother hasn't replied. Oh, complete dumbfounded speechlessness is genetic. I had no idea. Christian, she manages, finally breathlessly. He smiles knowingly at her, his gray eyes twinkling. I narrow my eyes at them both. What are you doing here? My question sounds more brittle than I mean. And his smile disappears, his expression now guarded. No. I'm thrilled to see him, but completely thrown off balance. My anger about Mrs. Robinson simmering through my veins. I don't know.
Is he trying to shtup the mom?
I think so.
I don't know if I want to shout at him or throw myself into his arms, but I think he'd like either. And I want to know, how long has he been watching us? I'm also a little anxious about the email I just sent him.
Oh boy.
I came to see you, of course. He gazes down at me and passionately. Oh, what is he thinking? I'm staying in this hotel. You're staying here? I sound like a sophomore on amphetamines. Too high-pitched even for my own cats.
A sophomore on amphetamine.
Well, yesterday you said you wished I was here. He pauses, trying to gauge my reaction. We aim to please, Miss Steele. His voice is so quiet with no trace of humor. Crap, is he mad? Maybe the Mrs. Robinson comments, or the fact that I am on my third, soon-to-be-fourth Cosmo. My mother is glancing anxiously
I knew it.
At the two of us. Won't you join us for a drink, Christian? She waves to the waiter, who is at her side in a nanosecond. I'll have a gin and tonic, Christian says. Hendrix, if you have it, or Bombay Sapphire, cucumber with the Hendrix,
okay,
lime with the Bombay.
Snacks.
Holy hell, only Christian could make a meal out of ordering the drink. And two more Cosmos, please, I added. Look anxiously at Christian, I'm drinking like my mother. No way can she be angry about that. Please pull up a chair, Christian. Thank you, Mrs. Adams. Christian pulls a nearby chair over and sits gracefully down beside me.
Check out the kid in the sombrero.
Just happened to be staying in the hotel where we're drinking, I asked, trying hard to let my tone be light. Or just happened to be drinking in the hotel where I'm staying, Christian replies. Speaking of drinking, I'll take a Budweiser. I'm a Bud man. How about you, Christian? He says, yeah, I'm a Bud man, and I'm a Cubs fan. I just finished dinner. Broadcasting.